Hello, we're reading in the introduction to the Book of Zohar by Baal HaSulam. We are at item 68. Shall we start?
Yeah, let's start and see if there are other things we have to repeat.
68. Do not be surprised that one person's actions bring elevation or decline to the whole world. For it is an unbreakable law that the general and the particular are equal as two peas in a pod. Hence, all that applies to the general applies also to the particular. Moreover, the parts make what is found in the whole, for the general can appear only after the appearance of all the parts in it, according to the quality and quantity of the parts. Evidently, the value of an act of an individual elevates or declines the entire collective.
Ken.
That will clarify to you what is written in the Zohar, that by engagement in the Book of Zohar and the Wisdom of Truth, they will be rewarded with emerging from exile to complete redemption from exile. We might ask, what has the study of the Zohar to do with the redemption of Israel among the nations? Again, number 68. Do not be surprised that one person's actions bring elevation or decline to the whole world. For it is an unbreakable law that the general and the particular are equal as two peas in a pod. Hence, all that applies to the general applies also to the particular. Moreover, the parts make what is found in the whole. For the general can appear only after the appearance of the parts in it, and accordingly to the quantity and quality of the parts. Evidently, the value of an act of an individual elevates or declines the entire collective. That will clarify to you what is written in the Zohar, that by engagement in the Book of Zohar and the Wisdom of Truth, they will be rewarded with emerging from exile to complete redemption. We might ask, what has the study of the Zohar to do with the redemption of Israel from among the nations?
He speaks here internally that man is a small world, he's included of all the nations, and the point in the heart called Yashar Kel. And then if we wish to free this point so it would not exist among all those egoistic desires, then we need to study the Zohar. That's how he asks. That's what's written, actually. That's how it should be. And maybe also corporeally, as we see, like that group of Abraham that disconnected from Babylon, from everyone, that includes in it all the nations that existed in Babylon back then. That group has gone through many changes over the years throughout history. So, to release it from all the nations, because who knows where the 10 tribes are since they disappeared throughout history. And for them to return again to that same group. This is what it's about. But we don't learn this way. We learn that we have to interpret it differently. That, through the revelation of the Zohar, everyone, as Abraham wanted to do in Babylon, everyone will understand and will feel that the connection between everyone is something that you can attain with the help of the upper force. And the book of Zohar brings that force down to us, and we can be connected between us among everyone in the form of the end of correction.
Okay,
let's take a few questions, Moscow 4.
Раф, вот это и смущает, что мы сейчас не читаем Зоар, мы прошли его целиком, а сейчас...
I don't understand.
Let me hear what he says in Russian.
Повтори.
Повторяю вопрос. Смущает то, что мы сейчас не читаем Зоар, как раньше проходили его от начала до конца. Есть ли место в течение дня для того, чтобы там читать?
We're not reading the Zohar now as we used to read it from beginning to end. Should the friends read it during the day?
We are working against time. If you want, we can add a lesson once or twice a week for reading the Zohar. I'm not going to object to it. I can do it, or you can do it without me, however you want. But it's a matter of time. Do you have the time for it? If you do, go ahead. Let's set a time. But it's not like one group wants it and the rest don't. Meaning we have to get to it responsibly.
Okay.
69. From the above said, we can thoroughly understand that the Torah too contains internality and externality, as does the entire world. Therefore, one who engages in Torah has these 2 degrees as well. When one increases one toil in the internality of the Torah and its secrets, to that extent one makes the virtue and the internality of the world, which are Israel, soar high above the externality of the world. Which are the nations of the world. All the nations will acknowledge and recognize Israel's merit over them until the realization of the words, and the peoples will take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel will possess them in the land of the Lord. Also, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will lift up my hands to the nations and set up my standard to the peoples, and they will bring your sons in their arms and your daughters will be carried on their shoulders. But God forbid, it is the contrary, that a person from Israel degrades the merit of the internality of the Torah and its secrets, which deals with the conducts of our souls and their degrees, and in the intellectual part and the reasons for the mitzvot compared to the advantage of the externality of the Torah, which deals only with the practical part, and even if one occasionally engages in the internality of the Torah and dedicates a little of one's time to it, when it is neither day nor night, as though it were redundant. By this, one disgraces and degrades the internality of the world, which are the children of Israel, and raise the externality of the world over them, meaning the nations of the world. They will humiliate and disgrace the children of Israel and will regard Israel as redundant, as though the world has no need for them. Furthermore, by this they make The externality of the nations of the world overpower their own internality. For the worst among the nations of the world are the harmful and the destructors of the world. Rise above their internality, who are the righteous of the nations of the world. Then they make all the ruin and the heinous slaughter that our generation has witnessed. May the Creator protect us from here on. Thus you see that the redemption of Israel and the whole of the Israel's merit depend on the study of the Zohar and the internality of the Torah, and vice versa. All the destructions and the decline of the children of Israel are because they have abandoned the internality of the Torah, degraded its merit, and made it seemingly redundant.
Questions.
PT7.
What's the internality of the Torah?
The wisdom of Kabbalah. The point in the heart. Creator. In short, everything has to do with ascending spiritually, with adhesion, the purpose of creation. This is called the internality of Torah, meaning a person learns in order to rise above his ego, above his egoistic nature, in connection with everyone, and in this way to discover the Creator and connect to Him. All those means are called the internality of the Torah, meaning the main part of the Torah. And all the rest, everything else that's in the Torah, the stories, mitzvot, the commandments we can keep, not physically or without the intention. This is called the externality of the Torah. They don't activate any spiritual force, and we see it over thousands of generations before us who kept the externality of the Torah, but it did not do them any good. But on the contrary, to some extent, it corrupts.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
People who engage in the practical part, do they have a point in the heart?
I can't answer that. People who engage in the active or practical part, what is that?
He ascribes them to the internality of the Torah. Why?
Because the action is called in order to bestow. People who know how to perform acts in order to bestow, not to themselves, but to the others, and through the other to the Creator. And of course, they are on a certain level of attainment, certain spiritual feeling, and they correct themselves in the whole world.
He divides the internality of the world to those who are engaging in the practical part and those in the internal part. So I'm asking, those who are dealing with the practical part, why is he ascribing it to internality? They're not doing intentions and love thy friend as yourself. They're doing deeds.
Right, true, but nevertheless they do something.
The
fact that they didn't receive through their point in the heart an opportunity to approach the Creator, bestow contentment to Him, they didn't get that opportunity. But nevertheless, it's important to them.
Last question. Are there people doing the externality? Is there a corrected form? in that? Do they have a special correction?
No, the special correction is only to those who engage with the intention. In action, we can do everything. But nevertheless, when they engage in it in this way, this is called the Mem de Kedusha, the still level of the holy. They do something, but these acts do not correct the world, rather only they conserve everything a little bit on standby, if you will.
Здравствуйте, Рав, мировой кли. Подскажите, почему на
World Кли?
Ведь у них нет ценности отдачи, а только ценность получения ради себя.
What is the advantage of the nations over Israel? They don't have values of bestowal, only reception. How will they accept this value?
The nations of the world cannot reveal that Israel is in a degree that's more spiritual than them. They can't see it. You can only see it when Israel rises in their spiritual degree. But today, not today, actually for thousands of years, Israel is in a very low level compared to where they need to be. So the nations of the world don't see anything special about Israel. And even more, and us,
בני אדם בעולם שלנו, שלא מתעסק בחוכמה.
Who in this world, who is not engaged in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and is with us, who appreciates us? No, there's no such thing. For what? What for? What is he getting out of it? So we need to understand that everything depends only on the publication, publicizing, disseminating.
Good morning, Rav, friends. You said we don't have time. Let's say we don't attain spirituality, God forbid, that the world will be destroyed, temperature and things.
You're saying nonsense. As if not everything is coming out of one source. No. The approach is completely twisted and distorted. Everything is coming out of the Creator. The Creator looks after everything, and don't worry. Everything that needs to exist will exist. Ashkelon 3. Thank you, Rav. It's a continuation of the questions. Is the work of Bnei Baruch and during the morning lesson enough to keep the world on the scale of merit?
I hear you're connecting two more times a day. That's why that is enough. But if you want another time or two times a week to be connected with another, I don't know. Think.
PT20.
It seems here that as if there is none else besides him did everything, the deterioration of the generation, he did it in order to reveal a greater desire. So we hear in the excerpt that there's a certain sorrow and that it happened this way.
You think about it very good and you see how to sort these things out. This goes here and that to there. Hebrew 10.
And Beseder.
None. Okay. PT 19.
He says that an individual person can bring the world up or down through his actions because it's a law. What is this law? It all depends on the individual.
That the individual and the collective are equal. Equal doesn't mean that they're in equal weight, but equal that the individual has the same force as each and every one who are connected. He is in the individual and he will do it too. You can ask, how can that be? So that's how it is in spirituality. I can't explain. It's not just a calculation. 5,000 points in the heart against 1 point. We can understand that if one doesn't participate, so all of their connection isn't connection anymore. But also that isn't completely right. We have to reach spirituality, and then we'll understand these spiritual laws. They're not exactly like the corporeal ones.
It says that all the destruction and the descent of the Israel because they left the internality of the Torah. We were used to be in attainment, all of us?
We all were once in attainment. We fell once with the Dam Rishon, and afterwards a few more times. Even in the reception of the Torah, we received it. And we lost that in the first and second temples and their destructions. And for 2,000 years, we are already existing without the Torah. It has departed. Okay, so Hebrew 10, you ready?
You said a few times today, you talked about dissemination a few times, that this is one of the most important things. I belong to two departments of dissemination. One is disseminating the Bnei Baruch, and one doesn't speak of Bnei Baruch. What is the essence? What is the importance between them?
I don't know. That's not the topic right now. That is not the current topic. You always bring questions that don't belong to the topic of the lesson. I'm sorry. And also don't turn to me about this. I don't understand all that. Turn to Gilad.
Not Gilad, to Board World Kli, and they'll send it to the responsible parties.
Okay, good. Please, Owen.
Continue, item 70. If you see the text in Hebrew, there's sentences in Aramaic and their translations. I'm going to skip the Aramaic. This is what is written in the Tikkunim, the corrections of the Zohar. Number 30, awaken and rise for the Shekhinah, for you have an empty heart without the understanding to know and to attain it, although it is within you. And the meaning of the matter is, a voice says, call, as in call. Is there anyone There's a voice that in the hearts of each one of Israel to raise the Holy Shekhinah, which is the collective of all the souls of Israel. And he brings from the text, call, is there anyone who answers you? It says calling is a prayer, but the Shekhinah says, what can I call? That is, I have no strength to raise myself from the dust. For all that is flesh is hay. They are all like beasts eating grass and hay. This means that they observe the mitzvot, the commandments, mindlessly like beasts. And every mercy that they do for themselves. This means that in the mitzvot, the commandments they perform, they have no intention to do them in order to bring contentment to their maker. Rather, they observe the mitzvot only for their own benefit. And even all those who exert in Torah, every mercy that they do for themselves. Even the best among them, who dedicated all their time to engagement in the Torah, do it only to benefit their own bodies without the desirable aim to bring contentment to their maker. At that time, the spirit leaves and will not return to the world. It is said about the generation of that time, a spirit leaves and will not return to the world. And this is the spirit of the Messiah, who must deliver Israel from all their troubles until the complete redemption. To keep the words, the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord. That spirit had left and does not shine in the world. Woe unto them who cause him, the spirit of Messiah, to leave the world and depart from the world and not be able to return to the world. They are the ones who make the Torah dry, without any moisture of sense and reason. They confine themselves to the practical part of the Torah and do not want to try to understand the wisdom of Kabbalah, to know and to understand the secrets of the Torah and the flavors of mitzvah. Woe unto them, for they cause poverty and ruin, looting and killing and destruction in the world.
Ken.
Yep. This is very deep. The 30th correction is very known, it's famous, that the Zohar supposedly slices it here and says, humanity is divided into two kinds. One kind that don't care about anything, they live their beastly life, and according to the tendencies of the body, always searching for a convenient place, and they were all as beasts. And the other kind that are completely different, they have different discernments, what to live for. And they only live in order to come closer to the Creator as much as they can, but it still is the purpose of their life. So all of humanity is divided into two.
Moscow 6.
Moscow 6.
Доброе утро, Рав. Подскажите, такой вопрос мучает.
Good morning, Rav. The question that's been bugging me. How can it be that a person who was in a spiritual degree and saw the entire system fell into the corporeal desires? How can one overcome the other?
Right. You're asking because we didn't learn about the shattering. The thing is that just as you can see, even on yourself, how many times throughout the day you enter scrutiny, all kinds of thoughts and desires, and you can justify actions in order to receive and not agree with in order to bestow, and you see how difficult it is and how much it's against your nature. The problem is that in the wisdom of Kabbalah, we are engaging in the highest form possible in reality, that here is where two forces encounter. In our world, the way people feel, there's only one force that activates them, manages them, the force to enjoy. And everything Wherever I look, whatever I look at, I always see what and how can I enjoy. And I always choose according to the way I value it. I choose what I can enjoy, as much as I can enjoy, with what confidence I can enjoy, and so on. But it's all in order to enjoy. And then for me, it's my vessels are enough for me, and my mind and my feelings. I want to know more about this world in order to succeed more in it. That's how humanity is developing. Then a time comes where humanity feels that that is not enough. I am still in trouble and problems, obstacles. So what's going on? What am I lacking? And humanity is searching and searching for all kinds of methods and problems and inventing all kinds of also in material and also in instruments and wisdoms, inventing all kinds of things in order to sweeten their life, that in somewhat to still see themselves advancing. And that doesn't really help, but on the contrary, we start discovering that all of technology and science and everything only causes worse. There are even such movements that say, no, we are not going to go in this way. We don't need this advancement. We don't need tall buildings or flights or no. We want to just live good, simple. And we see that we have supposedly reached a state that this advancement that we wanted for and yearned for and respected so much, so that this advancement suddenly became it's becoming more and more dangerous. Look what we have gotten to. All kinds of harmful things are coming out of nature. We have atom bombs just prepared for everyone, and poisons in our food and everything. Meaning we are starting to see that in all our actions, we have something dangerous. There's like an inner enemy there. And when we ask what to do, so we start discovering that our true enemy, what disturbs us, what is disturbing us from advancing is our ego, our evil inclination, the general one of all of humanity. And now we have a problem. It won't help that I correct myself, and you and him maybe. No, we are all so connected to one another that we must have a general correction. And here the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed and explains to us that what we are lacking is only to change our nature. That the will to receive, I can't change. That the Creator created, and that's how it will keep going and will be, but I can change the way I use it. From in order to bestow to, from in order to receive to in order to bestow. And that's what we're talking about. That is actually the entire wisdom of Kabbalah. That the intention on the actions, I can't do anything with the actions, but the intention of the actions I can change, that it won't be for my own benefit, but for the benefit of the others, and I am in them. That's it. And such an attitude towards the others is what we call love. Just like a mother treats her kids. She wants them all to feel good. That's her heart, that's her attitude. That's called love. So we with you need to learn how to attain such a thing. Eventually, the world reaches such states that they start discovering that if we will not reach a nice, good connection between us, because the word love itself, it's a bad word already. It's a dirty word. But if we reach a state that we will still want for the benefit of everybody, that we will all feel good, so we'll eventually discover it. And here we see how nature helps us and what helps us from human society. Also from the processes that humanity is going through, we start discovering as much as that democracy, in quotes, is a lie, as much as other forms that we are connected, and it's all false, it's all a lie, and it doesn't bring anything good. Meaning we will start seeing where exactly can be such relationships that from them, for everybody, will have a normal, good life. And that is what we advance towards. So the wisdom of Kabbalah says, you want good? So only in the good connection between you. Leave your will to receive. Don't start playing with it. It won't bring you anything. You only need to make a connection between people. Show everybody how a good connection between everybody saves everybody. And that is what the Zohar says in this famous correction. It's called the 30th correction. Everywhere you will start seeing the Zohar, everybody are always speaking about the 30th correction. There's the part called corrections of the Zohar, and it's the 30th one. It's like, rise and wake up and discover the Creator, His relation towards the world. You can do it if you all connect together and in this way relate to Him. So then you come and you bring the Creator's relation towards us, a vessel, the connection between you. Then there He can be revealed. So this Kli, this vessel is called Shekhinah, and the Creator dwelling there is called Shochen, the dweller. That is all we need to do. Okay. Nobody's asking except for PT 13. Well, 13.
Rav, toda shur madhim. Rav,
thank you. An amazing lesson. If you can please give us a definition of what is a mitzvah, a commandment according to Kabbalah. What does it mean to perform a mitzvah?
Mitzvah, commandment, comes from the word a command, that a person in this world is commanded by the upper force to reach such and such actions, that by performing these commandments, a person brings himself to equivalence and identification with the Creator. Me from my beloved and my beloved from me.
What does it mean to perform a mitzvah?
Performing a mitzvah is bestowing to the Creator the ability, and then He can bestow to man. That's it. When a person works on the intention to bestow, by this, he is preparing himself for a commandment, a mitzvah. That means to receive from the Creator in order to bestow. So by performing such a mitzvah, there's a preparation. It's bestowing in order to bestow, the degree of bina, and then there's the degree of ket, which is receiving in order to bestow.
when it only speaks of intentions or something beyond?
We're only speaking in the intentions, because the intention is controlling the desire. If my intention is in order to receive, so the desire will work in a certain way. If my intention is in order to bestow, the desire will work in a different way, according to the intention.
And if a person wants to add corporeal, physical actions to that intention, how does he decide what to do, what not to do?
The matter is that it's not whether corporeal or spiritual actions, it's where your intention is. If you expand your intention, and that happens by the light that reforms, that shines upon you, so you sanctify yourself more and more by your intentions becoming more and more towards bestowal. What are you asking about?
No, oftentimes there's a lack of clarity on mitzvot. What do we mean on our path to keep a mitzvah, a commandment?
This is what the Zohar is explaining. Look what the Zohar is telling you. And try and understand it directly, without looking at anything around you. We, for thousands of years, were in a lie. That's it. That's one thing. Second thing, that by no doubt, the whole world is coming closer to it, and all nations and all the nations of the world will perform this commandment of love your friend as yourself. And through that, they will be in adhesion with the Creator. That's it.
And how will the nations come to it?
They will get to it by us publishing it, publicizing it. And from a big crisis in the world, and as it's written in the prophets, that people will be asking what to do in order to rid themselves of all these troubles. And then they'll accept what we're saying, you have no choice but to come closer to the Creator. And you can also only come close to the Creator by love. The Creator's name is love. And the more we come closer between us and love each other, meaning feel that we are all depending on it as one man and one heart and one system, and according to that, we will be able to win.
Latin 4.
Ah, buenos días, querido Rab. En otros escritos,
good day, dear Rav.
Hemos leído que
in other writings of Bala Sulam, you read that
ante una antorcha. Y hoy estuvimos leyendo
when one person annuls towards a collective like a candle before a flame. And today we read that even one man can bestow positively or negatively relative to the collective. How can we connect these two?
No problem. It all depends on you. You do what is upon you to do, and you'll see how the whole world is changing according to your perception. That's called he who flaws does it in his own flaws. That depends on perception of reality that we will still learn about. We don't want to get confused. We'll go through this state, and then we'll reach perception of reality, and then we'll see how, according to the changes in us, from in order to receive to in order to bestow, and according to degrees in order to bestow, we'll see how reality is changing. Reality will change, as if I take new glasses every time.
PT 30.
About the topic of which one judges according to his own flaws. Because here in the text, it looks like Baal Sulam attacks it and criticizes humanity that they're not right and they're guilty. And how does it...
This is written in the Zohar, it's not Baal Sulam.
How does it work with each one judges according to his own flaws? The creator is good and who does good, there's no one to blame.
What are you asking?
It's as if he's criticizing the world, blaming the world. It's corrupt and everything.
He's not blaming anybody. He's just saying what's going on. You're so... Well, read it a few times, then maybe I'll be able to talk to you. He's not blaming anybody. He, Baal HaSulam, always says... He gives you facts from what's going on, and he's not blaming anybody. And even if it seems like he's blaming, it's in order to explain to you what forces are working.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav,
about wake up for the sake of the Shekhinah here, the state in Israel, the connection of the people in Israel. Is there something that are so holy around which one sect in the population is allowed to not connect with others?
I don't know what exactly you're talking about. The state in Israel is not something I'm going to scrutinize now. I'm not a... interpreter, the state isn't good. We see what's happening in the whole world and in Israel. And I'm just afraid that this will be revealed even more and more. The evil will come out more and more. And then it can be really bad. That we'll see things much worse. But it still all comes from the Creator in order to bring us back to the correct and good state by pressure. And we're starting to feel this pressure. The Creator won't leave us alone. I've said this years ago. Also in the beginning of the pandemic, I said how it will come in waves. Why in waves? Because man needs to learn that he has nowhere to go back to. So he agrees, I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it. Then the pressure goes away and he comes back. Nope. When the pressure goes away, he has to sustain himself as if the pressure didn't go away. But he appreciates the changes he went through, that it's worth being in that way. Let's say I was in a state in society that you could steal and kill, and then the police come, makes an order, puts pressure on everybody, laws, difficult, heavy laws. And then it becomes calm and quiet, and the police left. Now the question is, are we going back to that horrible state that used to be without the police, or are we sustaining it as if the police is there? So for a few times when we go and come back and go and come back, we start learning that it's not because of the police, that it's worth it for us to, that it'll be in this way. That's why the Creator is doing everything in waves. And we'll feel it good. We'll feel it good.
Here in Israel, people who carry such a heavy charge against each other can really connect. Are they capable of that?
The upper light organizes everything, and specifically where there's hatred, rejection, that is very strong, that is essential. There you'll see as much as people will discover the connection, the necessity to connect, and connect even more. Love will cover all crimes, specifically where there's big crimes, there'll be an explosion of love. I've answered all questions, and by this, what are we doing today, Owen?
So we have three exercises, recommended exercises from the lesson. I'll read them one by one. The first one says, think, discuss, and scrutinize what is the list of conditions we should keep in order to enter the spiritual world. How do we attain each and every condition? What qualities a person needs to develop inside of him? Exercise number two, twice a day, scrutinizing the ten, how do we pray to the Creator? What do we need to ask of Him right now? Write down up to three short sentences. Exercise number three, read the source excerpts again and again from the document, Entering the Spiritual Degree. These are our three exercises for today.
Great.
Thank you for the team who assembled it and our schedule for today. 10 a.m. Israel time, the world with Dr. Michael Lightman, and at 10:35, the writers' meeting. Are we concluding?
You don't want to end? Good luck for all of us till tomorrow. We'll have a good time, and we'll go into even more of a connection, and in that connection we'll discover all these degrees and all these states. I'm very happy to see you, your faces. I know you all, see you every day. All the best. Till tomorrow.
Song.
בזמן שמתחילים לגלות את אהבת חברו תכף מתעוררת בו הרגשת שמחה ותענוג ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק כשיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב נשחקים הלבבות אפילו שיהיו של איתנים ומקירות ליבו מוציא חמימות ואהבה רגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש